We are protesting against the high cost of living. Nigerians are dying in droves, no food to eat, insecurity. Actually, it is a solidarity protest. Government has to do something to make life more worthy of living. We have never gotten this low before, never. The Naira exchange is for almost $2,000 now and still climbing. The World Bank and IMF are still asking for more blood. They say the Naira is still overvalued. Big companies have folded up or have relocated to other climes. And the smaller ones are ashes of their past. Workers' wages can't take them home. So who are the beneficiaries of this government's policies?
I thought the government said it reached an agreement with you not to hold any protests as the government was trying to work out solving the economic problems.
Well, Mr. Boti, we never reached such an agreement. The agreement we signed on October 2nd was a 15-point agreement that placed both duty and obligation on government to do certain things that could ameliorate the hardship. But governments serially observed those agreements in breach. Nothing has been fixed. In light of this, we can't be held liable for any violation. You know the rules. If a party unilaterally violates a fundamental term or fundamental terms of an agreement, the other party also has a right to do the needful.
The police, I understand, have put officers on red alert. Do you have authorization from the police to hold this protest?
We don't need permission from the police to hold our protest. The right to peaceful protest is guaranteed by our constitution, the 1999 constitution as amended. And there is a court ruling to this effect too, that citizens do not need police permit to peacefully hold an opinion or express such an opinion.
President Bola Tinubu met, I think he has established a commission to look into the economic crisis. Why not give the president the chance to work out how to solve the problem?
We have given the president enough chance. From early June till now, it's been promises, nothing. There is nothing that suggests that anything will change now. And in fact, let me say this. No government has been this lucky with organized labor. Meanwhile, people are dying in droves. People are being killed in droves. I mean, there is hunger in the land. Okay, let me just give you an example. Noodles. The popular brand in the country here is known as Indomie. A carton used to cost 1,000. Now, a carton costs between 15 and 17,000 in the space of 1 or 2 months. Gas. To refill a 12 kg gas, when the price went up, it went to 8,000. But I tell you now, as at yesterday, it was 15,000. Light. We don't see light. Yet the rates keep going up, and the IMF and World Bank still want more. They are calling for blood. So we can't continue like this.